to God Heals Me, a program for busy kids. Hi, I'm Juliana, and we've got a fun story to tell and an important lesson to share. Be sure to listen at the end of the show for a special web address where you'll find information about an exciting new activity book created just for kids. It teaches us all how to live a healthy, happy life. But for now, sit back, relax, and enjoy the program. Thanks for tuning in. Here's our storyteller, Uncle Charles.
Thank you, Juliana. What do you see when you go to the grocery store? Food, I hear you say. Lots and lots and lots of food. Well, you're right. Most grocery stores are jam-packed with everything from breakfast cereals to supper soups, from fruits and vegetables to cake mixes, from bananas to bread. There's a lot to see at a grocery store. Well, the girl in our story today sees something else when she goes shopping with her mom. What she sees may surprise you. Her name is Alice, and I'll let her explain. Each week, my mom says, "Hey, Alice, would you like to go shopping with me? We're almost out of bread and potatoes, or apples and nuts, or watermelon and whatever." And each week I say, "Yes, let's go." So we jump in the car and head for the supermarket across town. Now, why do I like to go grocery shopping with my mom? Because it gives me a fun chance to see Jesus. Is Jesus at the grocery store, you may ask? Okay, here we are at our favorite food market. First, do you see all those fruits and vegetables over there? Colorful, huh? Well, Jesus made them. All of them. And do you see that healthy bread and those bright wrappers on the tall shelves? Or those rows of canned foods lining the aisles? Well, Jesus made the plants that people used to create those products too. As a matter of fact, Jesus made almost all of the products in the grocery store. Some factory somewhere may have changed them around or combined them with other kinds of foods, but they're still a creation of God. See what I mean? Okay, now here's something else I see when I go shopping. I see my mom and dad hard at work at their jobs so they can have money to buy the food at the store. I also know that they are working hard to honor Jesus because he said they should do their best at whatever they do. That's in the Bible. I'm sure that almost all the other moms and dads at the grocery store are working hard and doing their best too. So I see my mom spending money she earned to honor Jesus by buying food that Jesus made to grow. Then, when we go home, she makes healthy meals so that I can grow up to tell others about Jesus' love. Yep, there's a lot of Jesus at the grocery store. That's also why, when I sit down at the table to enjoy a meal with my mom and dad, we bow our heads and thank Jesus for the food. After all, he was there each step of the way. Then we enjoy our delicious, healthy feast. Oh, and by the way, when we thank Jesus for our food, it just seems to taste better. Check it out for yourself. And we can also remember this beautiful Bible text when we enjoy our meals. It kind of says it all. So if you eat, or if you drink, or if you do anything, do everything for the glory of God. 1 Corinthians 10:31. God has provided delicious food for us to enjoy. He has also taught us in the Bible the types of foods we should eat in order to fight disease and sickness. And those foods are all available at the grocery store. I think we should offer a big thank you to him for his kindness and healing love.
Thanks, Uncle Charles. Now, I'd like to invite everyone to stop by GodHealsMe.org to check out a new book filled with stories, games, and puzzles to help us all live a healthy, happy life. Here's the best part. This important information comes straight from the Bible. It's fun, exciting, and I promise that you'll learn something new every day. Remember that web address, GodHealsMe.org. That's GodHealsMe.org. O-R-G. Until next time, this is Juliana and Uncle Charles wishing you lots of health and happiness. See ya!